This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Students are returning to school today in Newport News, Virginia, where earlier this month a 6-year-old boy shot and wounded his teacher. Security's increased. Walk-through metal detectors will be in every school in the district, says the school board. There are 2 security officers now at Richneck Elementary, where the shooting occurred. NAACP President Derek Johnson is calling on Congress to pass new laws after Tyre Nichols died days after a police beating in Memphis. The AP's Jackie Quinn on others who are demanding action.
Community leaders are calling on Congress to enact tougher laws on police conduct. But the new head of the House Judiciary Committee, Jim Jordan, says the Memphis case is beyond legislation.
I don't know that there's any law that can stop that evil that we saw that is just difficult to watch.
He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Civil rights attorney John Burris represented Rodney King, who was beaten by police in Los Angeles in 1991.
We're further along now than we were 25, 30 years ago, because we've had Rodney King, we've had George Floyd, and now we have Tyre Nichols. And these are landmark type cases that people can see that there was police misconduct. And there have been others. I mean, there's no question, there have been others. But it hasn't corrected the problem. We know that.
The Memphis Police Union is extending sympathies to Tyre Nichols' family and also says it has faith the justice system will reveal what it calls the totality of circumstances in the case. In Pakistan, a suicide bomber set off explosives during crowded prayers at a mosque inside a police compound. Dozens killed, most of them police officers, many others wounded. A Taliban commander claimed responsibility on Twitter. Super Bowl 57 will be the Chiefs and the Eagles in Arizona. This is AP News. The Kremlin is denying this, something a former British prime minister is saying. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says Russia's President Vladimir Putin told him he could hit him with missiles. In a new documentary, Johnson says he'd called Putin in February 2022 and tried to dissuade him from war, telling him Ukraine would not be joining NATO in the foreseeable future, a long-standing concern of the Russian leader, and warning invasion would bring massive Western sanctions. Johnson says Putin threatened him at one point, saying, "Boris, I don't want to hurt you, but with a missile, it would only take a minute," or something like that, Johnson says. The Kremlin denies Putin made any such threat. Johnson adds, Putin didn't seem serious about avoiding war in the days before Russia invaded Ukraine. Charles de Ledesma, London.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.